prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Casual Friday here on the Superhuman Radio Network. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented, or as she's known to the Facebook friends, TLAT, Elisa Profumo. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. So we got lots of great things to talk about today. One of which I want to mention is if you visit superhumanradio.com, you're going to notice some amazing changes.
What kind of changes?
No banner ads.
On the front page?
No banner ads on the front page. Well, that's not true. Not no banner ads. There's just those two skyscraper banner ads. All the other banner ads are gone.
And the purpose of that?
To be less annoying to the visitors. No, really. We are a legitimate news outlet. And when you go to legitimate news outlet websites, what do you see? You see content. You see articles and information, right?
Yes.
What don't you see on their homepage? Banner ads.
Banner ads.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see the one off here and there. Like if you go to Mercola.com, his literally has the most banner ads of all the legitimate news agencies out there. But if you go to, you know, CNN or any of those, which, you know, then I'm not saying that they're legitimate because they're now producing basically infomercials that look like news stories. But, you know, natural news, you go to any of these websites, you're not blasted in the face with banner ads. And I'll tell you what really made me think about this. Someone shared a show. You know, I'm always looking at our backlinking and stuff like that. Someone shared a show the other day on a website, and I can't think of the name of it. It was a blog website. And they said, here is a really good discussion on reversing Alzheimer's disease. Be warned, the website is full of ads.
Was that your website?
Yeah. No, your website too. Yeah, our website. Yeah. Be warned, the website is full of ads. Like, in other words, if you were telling someone that you cared about to take this route into downtown, and you say, but be warned, there's going to be a lot of traffic. Like, you want to forewarn them, like, so they don't get annoyed. They plan ahead. And I thought, oh my God, they've already been telling people, be warned, the radio show itself is filled with commercials. Now they're saying, be warned, the website is full of ads. Like that's a negative. And I thought, you know what? Maybe there's another way to do this. So I started looking around at other people's websites. And what I noticed, when you have an open mind about things and you're willing to learn and not like dig your heels in and go, no, this is the right way to do it. What I noticed was websites that position themselves as legitimate news agencies don't have any blasting banner ads on their homepage. What they do have, however, is banner ads on the subsequent pages that you visit. So that's the way the new website looks.
Well, I'm sure people will be happy about it.
I don't know. I'm curious if people are going to be happy about it. I mean, have you gone to the website this morning?
I have.
And did you notice the change?
I did.
It's very obvious, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like all of a sudden there's no banner ads. It's just on the left side, breaking news articles, which are literally the same news that you'll hear on Good Morning America and all that sort of stuff. In the middle, our radio show podcasts. And on the right side, our blogs. And that's it. There are those two
skyscrapers
which follow you, but that's the minimum. And then at the bottom, we do have books that we've interviewed guests on. But other than that, there are no ads on the homepage now. Oh, there is the top banner. I take that back for our title sponsor, All-American EFX Sports. But that's it. So I'd love to get people's feedback on what they think about this. Is this better? Also, it's supposed to help our Google ranking and our Alexa score because they actually take points away from you when you have all these banner ads on your homepage.
That's an interesting thing. Yeah. I never knew that. Yeah. So today is July 31st. You know what happens tonight?
You told me already, so I know.
Oh, it's a blue moon.
A blue moon. This is the night that the song was written about. But blue
once
moon.
Or once in a blue moon. That saying, once in a blue moon.
Does it happen once a year? Does blue moon happen once a year?
Tonight's July 31st moon is not really blue. The term blue moon has come to refer to the second full moon in a given month. Since full moons come around about every 29 days, most months only contain one. So everybody should get their telescopes out. And
yeah. Yeah, go look at the moon.
No, it's going to be huge.
But is the moon darker?
It's not. It's not blue. They just say that because it only happens...
Once a year, maybe. Maybe not even once a year? You know who would know the answer to this, right?
Who?
Ben.
Oh, my stepfather.
Because he's a farmer.
Yes.
He could tell you, like, well, how many months a year have two full moons, Ben? Well, once every 6 years, he'd say, or something like that.
There are rare occasions when the moon can appear to turn blue. According to NASA, observers have reported the moon having a bluish tint following volcanic eruptions. These explosions send particulates like ash and smoke into the air that scatter red light but let blue light through, creating a natural blue filter and giving the moon a sapphire complexion.
Wow.
Particulates from forest fires can also create blue filters. I think I'll stay away from blue moons.
Yeah, really? Can I ask you a question since we're talking about the moon?
Sure.
And I know we weren't prepared for this, and I'm putting you on the spot, but it just dawned on me. Do you believe we landed on the moon? I'm not saying that, like, rhetorically.
Of course.
I've always believed.
I've seen that going around on social media.
Recently it's been going around that the moon landing was a hoax. Every so often this goes around. It was done in a Hollywood soundstage. We didn't land on the moon. It was a hoax by NASA. And, you know, and I'm always like, I'm open-minded. I don't immediately dig my heels in and go, oh, that's, you know, I thought, well, what would we have gained by acting like we landed on the moon? Well, there was a moon race between us and Russia, which we would have won technically. And they wouldn't have been able to find out if we did or not, because if we couldn't land on the moon, they probably couldn't land on the moon. And so do you think that we really landed on the
moon?
Yes,
I do.
Yeah, so do I. But I wonder why it goes around every so. Did you see the video of Buzz Aldrin punching the you reporter from the UK in the face?
I didn't see it. I read the tagline or the byline, whatever you call it, but I didn't.
This
watch
guy was
it.
Like in his face, and Buzz Aldrin, this old man, he looks like he's in his 70s in this video, is trying to get away from him, and the guy keeps going after him.
What's the guy saying to him?
That, you know, it's a hoax. Why don't you? He had a Bible, and he's like, put your hand on the Bible and swear that you landed on the moon. And his daughter, Buzz Aldrin's daughter or handler, whoever she was, is like trying to divert him away. And finally, Buzz Aldrin takes his right hand and instead of putting it on the Bible, he makes a fist out of it and punches this guy in the chin. And the guy goes down. And so, you know, it made me think, I wonder if, you know, if there's any truth to this. I just wanted to ask you. Okay, thank you.
Okay. And just one last thing. While the moon usually appears full for an entire day or longer, a full moon is actually an instantaneous event. Today's full moon actually took place at 6:43 a.m., 10:43 Greenwich Mean Time.
Yeah.
But you can enjoy the view of the blue moon through the night.
So, in other words, it actually took place this morning, but
yes,
we're seeing it tonight?
Yes.
Because of the time it takes light to get to the planet. That's amazing. That I never thought about that. That's amazing. That's so cool.
Okay, so you said you wanted to talk about circumcision?
Yeah. So recently I was asked by a friend who just had a boy, a male baby, you know, about things that they should do for the baby, like saving the placenta, freezing the umbilical cord blood, which they've done, which I think is really great stuff. And I said, and don't forget, don't circumcise him. And he said, why? And I said, well, think about it. Circumcision is like, it's so unnatural to do to a little boy, to cut that flesh off of his penis. Why do we do it? I said, it's because of religion. that we do it. But there's really no other valuable reason to do it.
Well, according to what I'm reading here, medical male circumcision reduces the risk of female-to-male sexual transmission of HIV by approximately 60%.
I don't buy that. I got to tell you, I don't buy that. And I got to tell you why I don't buy it. This is the same thing like don't wash your chicken because you could contaminate your countertops. Okay? If people are clean, they're clean. Where was HIV before we circumcised? Circumcision came about through religious doctrine. Judaism and the Muslim religion require circumcision. But it was really designed to keep men from having this sensitivity. It was thought that it would keep men from being overly sexual. But it was then readopted by the guy who gave us Kellogg's Corn Flakes, who we know was a freak about sex. He thought sex was a sin and the root cause of all disease. So he came up with Corn Flakes, which eating them regularly reduced libido in teenagers. And circumcision was seen as a preventative measure to keep males from masturbating. Do you know that Kellogg also recommended small amounts of carbolic acid be applied to a woman's clitoris to desensitize that too?
I did not know that.
Now imagine if that trend caught on the way circumcision is caught on. I mean, it's, you know, another thing to rethink. I mean, why do we circumcise young boys? I mean, we don't do that to animals. We don't go to an animal and say we got to cut the tip of the sheath of his foreskin off so that, you know, he's cleaner.
Says circumcision may be medically indicated where there are recurrent urinary tract infections, which tells me that if you're not circumcised, there's bacteria getting.
Well, of course there is. You got to teach a boy how to clean his penis. You got to pull the skin back, and you got to clean it with soap. And you got to. I mean, these are hygiene issues. This isn't. We weren't designed anatomically incorrect. It's not like our anatomy. I mean, I go back to the whole carbolic acid and thing on women. What if that had caught on? And they would have said, well, we found out that women who do this also have fewer urinary tract infections. That's not a good reason to do it. Teach the person how to clean themselves. Anyway, I just wish as a population we would rethink mutilating young boys. Imagine if someone.
Well, so let me ask you this. What's the harm in doing it?
What's the harm in removing half of a person's ear? They can still hear. But what if we just said, hey, you know what? We need to start removing.
Does that foreskin have a purpose?
Of course it does. That's why it's there. Of course it does.
What's the purpose?
It protects the penis, and it also has nerve endings in it that create sensitivity. So why remove it? Elisa has a glaze on her eyes. She's like, are you done with this topic?
No, I just.
Okay. Let's move on. Anyway, I just think that people need to rethink it. It's an absurd custom that we've adopted, and it needs to be rethought. That's my opinion of it. That's all. Okay, what do you want to talk about before we take a break? Or you want to take a break now?
It's time for a break, isn't it?
Yeah, we have about a minute. We'll go into a break early. All right, let's do this. We'll get back on topic here. We've got lots of good news stories to talk about today. This is Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
New from the makers of Man. Mass Pro Synthogen. Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
We original who?
Welcome back. I think I got to get that song out of here. I don't think that was appropriate. I apologize to the listening audience. There you go. I was about to say, stay tuned. We'll take another break.
You got a little shook up.
I don't get flustered very easily, but that one jumped on me. All right. So, welcome back to Supreme Radio. Just a reminder, if you want to try the single best, creatine product in the world, the only buffered patented creatine product, creatine monohydrate product, go to supremeradio.com, bottom right hand corner, ask the scientist and ask Dr. Jeff for a free sample. Don't forget to include your mailing address. Or you can't get it. Okay, so we're going to talk about some of the absurdities recommended by the FDA, right?
Yes. So I was on WebMD the other day, and I just was looking for a couple things, and I just started doing some searching, and some of the things that's on WebMD, it's just absurd.
Right.
They're just basically regurgitating things from the FDA on WebMD.
Right, right.
So
which is like, by the way, is like Snopes. But that's it later in the show.
That's a different, yeah. So last week we talked about artificial sweeteners, specifically aspartame. And on WebMD, it says that artificial sweeteners have had a controversial past, but today are believed to be safe, if not overused.
And what is overuse?
According to the FDA,
this is a safe limit.
18 to 19 cans of soda with aspartame, 6 cans of diet soda with sucralose, and 9 to 12 packets of saccharin. Yeah. According to the FDA, 19 cans of soda with aspartame.
And there are people who drink that, because don't forget, when you go into a convenience store and get one of those big gulps, you know, it's like 48 ounces, the average can of soda is 12 ounces, right?
Yes.
So that's 4 cans of soda in one shot, right?
So I know we hadn't planned on talking about this, but, you know, the sugar tax, they're talking about taxing sugar in different states.
Right.
Do you think they should tax artificial sweeteners?
Well, I don't know. I should they be taxing sodas in general as being hazardous to the health? I think that's a broader question.
They tax alcohol.
They tax alcohol for different reasons, because it's a moneymaker, because we've had a romance with alcohol forever. They tax sugar because it's actually causing harm, the same reason that they tax tobacco.
Okay, GMOs are causing harm. Well, we don't know that.
Oh, no, they're not. According to the FDA, they're not.
Okay.
But that's another story, and we can't go down that rabbit hole right now. But should they be taxing? If you can prove that diet sodas are causing harm, then yes, they should tax sodas in general. Absolutely.
I just find it interesting that PepsiCo has switched to sucralose from aspartame.
But be aware of something, okay? When a government decides to tax a particular commodity item because their position is that we have to somehow get money from the use of this to go back and help the sick people that are addicted to this, okay? The tax dollars never, ever, ever, ever bring about any change in the consumption of that high-risk product. Case in point, look at tobacco. You know, the whole purpose for overtaxing tobacco was so that programs can be put in place and things can be done for the 500,000 people a year that die as a result of tobacco and place a burden directly on society. But show me what the government has done with those tax dollars. That a pack of cigarettes today is $6 and change, and the majority of it is tax. Show me what programs have come out of that have A, reduced the number of new smokers, B, helped those who smoke with the diseases, that nothing. So the government looks at these addictive high-risk behaviors as an opportunity to just get more money from the population. They don't do anything good with the money.
So this is an interesting one. If you have malaria, you can treat it with gin and tonic.
And that's exactly why, I mean, you laugh, and we talked about this, but back in the day, the British military, because they always drank gin in England, that was their alcohol of choice, they came up with quinine water, which had tonic water, which was actually called quinine water back then.
Legend has it that the gin and tonic was created by British officers who were looking for a tasty way to ease malaria in the tropics. It's used in drugs. Quinine can cause serious side effects, but not in the small amounts used in drinks.
Yeah. You know, and quinine is considered a drug, I believe. It is considered a drug.
And it's in, that's what creates the bitter flavor in the tonic water.
Right, right.
So I'll remind, and all of this was on WebMD.
Right, right. Well, and to go back and talk about the problems with artificial sweeteners for a second. You know, we were talking about, someone posted something this morning that I commented. BJ Emmer, who is a listener of the show, a fan of the show, posted a video this morning that was saying, you know, having a cup of coffee is good because it makes you poop. Okay. And I said in the post, which he agreed with, you know, this is not necessarily a good thing. Coffee irritates the lining of the stomach and intestines to the point where the body thinks something is wrong and evacuates. I said, imagine a drink that made you vomit within 4 minutes of drinking it, because they say, you know, coffee will make you poop within 4 minutes of drinking it. That's a good thing, but because so many people are not regular. And I said, imagine if you had a drink that you drank it and it made you vomit within 4 minutes of drinking it. Would you look at that as a good thing? Of course not. It was a rhetorical question. And the reality is, as a society, we tend, or as a civilization, quite frankly, because this happens in all different countries, we find good reasons to love things that are bad for us. And so this feeds into, 18, 19 cans of diet soda you can drink a day. It's not good for you, but we're going to convince ourselves that it's okay.
Well, you just had a caller right before the show. A listener called you.
Lou Tedesco, who's a fan of the show, lives in California. He's like an agent for several movie stars. He produces movies. Great guy. And he calls me once in a while. We have nice, very lively conversations. And he said, I love your new coffee sponsor. I love the NutriCafe product. He goes, you know, he said, the three most sprayed crops are cotton, wheat, and coffee. He says, and I'm all about organic, you know, small batch coffee. And he was calling to applaud the show for promoting this product. But if you're going to, you know, the challenge with coffee is that most of it is just so harsh that it irritates the stomach. The NutriCafe coffee is low acid and has a little bit less caffeine than the average coffee. And the people who drink it don't, it doesn't bother my stomach when I drink it. But all that other stuff, I mean, Starbucks, that's, I have a heart, my stomach, if I drink Starbucks for 2 to 3 days in a row, my stomach starts to bother me. That tells me it's no good for me. But most people will overlook those things for what they love. You know, and here, and we're talking about diet soda. You know, people get headaches from using aspartame. They live with the headaches because they love their diet soda. They find other, so then they take Tylenol, you know, they take something else to compensate for the headache. It's crazy. Craziness.
Okay, can we, nitrates and nitrites prevent spoiling and give taste and color to cured meats like hot dogs, bacon, sausage, ham, and lunch meat. They can also convert to a substance known to cause cancer in animals. Studies have shown that eating a lot of processed meats for 10 years doubles your risk of colorectal cancer.
And what is, what's a lot considered?
What's a lot of cured meat? For women, it's two slices of bacon.
A week.
2 to 3 times a week.
Okay.
Or a half a hot dog.
2 to 3 times a week.
2 to 3 times a week.
Who eats half a hot dog? That's what you asked me.
Yeah.
Most people eat half a pack of hot dogs when they eat them.
For men, it's about the same amount, you know, two slices of bacon or a half of a hot dog, 5 to 6 times a week.
That's not a lot. That's not, most people, so you so astutely pointed out, you know, well, there's people out there who are eating Subway 3 to 4 times a week because they think it's going to be healthy for them. That luncheon meat is loaded with nitrates and nitrites.
And it says even eating smaller amounts than what the FDA
recommends
over time will increase colorectal cancer risk.
You know what the funny thing is? I predict that 100, 200 years from now, they're going to look back and realize that this was one of the darkest times in human history, because we were convinced that a little bit of something harmful was not actually harmful. And the group that promotes this concept and tells people, don't worry, it's safe, is the FDA. So I predict that a couple hundred years from now, we're going to look back at the FDA as being one of the worst things that happened to the population. And we can go all the way back to thalidomide and tobacco and everything else that they've condoned. You know, you made a statement on this show, and it's an article on Natural News Today.
Which is?
That all the lies being told about GMOs today look exactly like the lies that were told about tobacco back in the day. Mm-hmm. Remember when you said that? How many months ago did you say that?
It was a long time ago.
There's an article today on Natural News promoting that concept.
I'm ahead of the health ranger.
There you go. They just need to listen to you. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Tonight.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Leave.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
I like this song. I do have that one on my MP3 player.
Welcome back. Was that your voice? I thought it was my headphones were breaking up.
My voice was scratchy.
Yeah, yeah. You got to change the filtered cigarettes. Welcome back.
Well, I thought you liked that throaty voice.
Yeah, I want. Who was the girl, the blackhead girl from Three's Company? She had the voice like this.
I'm not sure.
Anyway, okay.
Okay, so if you eat store-bought salad dressings, sauces, baked goods, then you've probably eaten this common additive, which is xanthan gum.
Now, we've done shows on gums in that they plug up proton pump inhibitors in the stomach. They've been, some of them have been actually linked to stomach cancers.
It thickens and binds or holds together ingredients that would naturally separate, such as oil and vinegar.
Interesting.
It's also used a lot in gluten-free and low-fat recipes.
So if you're gluten-free,
make sure that there's no xanthan gum in it.
Now, one of the things that I found out after you started doing this research that kind of seemed suspicious to me, that xanthan gum is made from the bacteria that causes the black rot on things like broccoli, cauliflower. Like, you ever have cauliflower start going bad? It gets those black, like mushy, gummy-looking divots in it.
That's when it's time
to
throw it away.
That's xanthan gum. Why are we throwing it away? Why shouldn't we eat it? Since we have, it has its own natural xanthan gum. You wouldn't eat that, would you?
No.
But you are.
But you are. It's mostly safe, though it has not been tested widely.
Really? It's mostly safe. Who said that? The FDA?
That's what was on WebMD. It's mostly safe.
That's almost like, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Monica Lewinsky.
It's mostly safe, though it has not been widely tested.
So it's mostly safe means that
That's double speak. That's what you call double speak.
Well, let's look at that term. Mostly safe means somewhat unsafe.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
And has not been widely tested means no one's really looked at whether it's really safe or not.
It's made from bacteria that feed on corn and soy.
Yeah.
And it says if you're severely allergic to either, you may want to eat foods with gar gum instead.
Wow. So if you have forget about allergic. Let's think about that statement now. What that means is if you're allergic to corn and soy, that some of the attributes of the corn and soy that you may have developed allergens for are resident in the xanthan gum, which can also mean that if you're trying to avoid corn and soy for some of the things that you think are bad about corn and soy, you may find some of those bad things in the xanthan gum.
Yes.
I mean, this is critical thinking at its best.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds to me that if you avoid corn and soy, you should avoid xanthan gum.
And don't mistake xanthan gum for being made
from seaweed,
from red edible seaweed. That is carrageenan.
And see, that's what I thought. I thought xanthan gum came from the seaweed because of the antioxidants astaxanthin and cantaxanthin are spelled with that X-A-N. I thought, they must get this from seaweed. I didn't know it was moldy, fungusy goop from rotting corn and soy.
That's what it is.
And they get us to eat it. Isn't that great?
It's in a lot of foods.
So I have to give Elisa Profumo some props. This is the Elisa Profumo style of critical thinking. We were driving the other day, and we were driving past this beautiful, sprawling golf course, and it had beautiful homes on it. And what I saw was people of privilege with a lot of money. And Elisa said to me, I wonder if the breast cancer rates are higher for women who live on golf courses. And so I thought, that's a really interesting question. I haven't thought about that.
Okay, you think about the golf course. It's beautiful. I mean, there's no weeds anywhere. You don't see any flying bugs anywhere. It's beautiful. But
heavily sprayed.
Yes, very heavily sprayed when you think about how you get to that point.
And in fact, when you Google these terms, breast cancer, homes on golf courses, you find a schwack of information, not only linking higher breast cancer rates to people who live on golf courses, but higher cancer rates to people who maintain golf courses.
A medical school professor at the University of Iowa in the 90s, under contract from the Golf Course Superintendents Association, found that golf course superintendents have a higher mortality from cancers including lung, brain, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, large intestine, and prostate.
I wonder how many guys who spend a ton of time on the golf course also develop various types of cancers. I wonder, professional golfers. So what if Phil Mickelson's psoriatic arthritis is a result of his exposure to all these herbicides and pesticides?
Could be.
I mean, I've always looked at people who lived on golf courses as privileged. Now I'm thinking they're idiots.
Of the 30 most commonly used turf pesticides, which the golf course
right,
is a turf, 19 can cause cancer, and 13 are linked to birth defects, 21 can affect reproduction, and 15 are nervous system toxicants.
That's enough for me never to golf. I mean, why would you golf?
The most popular and widely used lawn chemical, 2,4-D, which kills broadleaf weeds like dandelions, is an endocrine disruptor with predicted human health hazards ranging from changes in estrogen and testosterone, and we all know that.
Right.
But it's here.
Yeah.
You know,
but wait a minute. They're going to spray that on our food now, don't forget. Now that Roundup no longer works because farmers have had to spray 5 and 10 times the Roundup to keep the weeds under control, and the weeds are getting stronger. Now that your corn and soy and wheat will have 2,4-D on it. So get ready for your kids to start developing all sorts of diseases.
But there are organic alternatives that
yes.
that these golf courses.
But Monsanto doesn't sell them. Monsanto doesn't sell. Oh, and that's another thing I just saw on Natural News, something we've been talking about on this show for a long time, and that is that non-organic wheat products may be the most poisonous, and that's because they spray Roundup on them right before they harvest them. They're going to do the same thing with 2,4-D now. So, but you heard it here first. You didn't have to go over there and read it, right?
That's correct.
Anyway, I'm sorry to derail that, but that, I thought that was brilliant. We were driving by, and I thought, oh, my God, she's getting smarter than me. I don't think I like this now.
Okay, so the last two things that I had on there was that whipped cream contains laughing gas.
I love that about it. Look, when I was a kid, we used to do something called whippets. You know what whippets are?
No.
Okay. In commercial restaurants where they make a lot of whipped cream, they don't buy the whipped cream in the can. They have this big canister. They fill it up with cream. They seal it. And then they have you ever see those little gas charge cylinders, they're little like
yes.
this,
mm-hmm.
like they use them in pellet
like
guns.
Like butane?
Yes, but they're small.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like a miniature diving tank. And they're filled with nitrous oxide. And they put that in there and they make whipped cream on the spot. And when we were kids, we used to get those and pop holes in them and suck the gas out of them and you'd get high.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it says that it's basically nitrous oxide, which is what dentists use in their offices. It's called laughing gas to relax you so that they can do their work.
Yeah, it could cut part of your jaw out, right?
Yeah. And also used to make engines run faster.
Yeah, so that was my second. So I had a good friend, Frankie, who had a hot rod, and it used to run on NO2. Nitrous oxide makes fuel burn more efficient, and it boosts the horsepower of the engine. And we used to suck the nitrous oxide right out of the bottle in his garage. I'd stick a big pen in the hole and suck it right out of there. And I mean, you'd be buzzed in a couple seconds. Yeah. But guess what? Nitrous oxide consumption has been associated with the development of multiple sclerosis.
Really?
Yes. And that was done on dentists, that study.
Well, you know, I think dentists are known to go back in their little operatory and sniff a little bit during lunchtime.
I don't blame them. That's a depressant. You know, dentists, of all doctors, they suffer from the highest rate of depression and suicide.
I have read that, yes.
I mean, think about it. Who the hell wants to look at people's funky, gross teeth and gums slathered with blood all day long?
Not me, because that's why I got out of the business.
I don't blame you. All right, look, let's take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
I like this song. This is an old song. Pump the Jam. What was her name, the girl who did this song? Do you remember her? She's not going to sing. It's the mashup is different. We don't hear her voice. All right, welcome back to Casual Friday. All right, Lisa, what do you got for us?
I want to talk about body odor.
Why didn't you stop picking on me? No, I got to tell you before we talk about this. So I've been using Only Goodness Inside.
That's our new deodorant sponsor.
Okay, so it's a little different than the average deodorant because you put a drop of it on your fingertip and you rub it into your armpits. I put it on yesterday. I still don't smell today. I'm only putting it on every other day to try it. I'm putting it on at the gym after I train. And my underarms don't smell the next day. It really works. It really, really works. But you got to remember to shake the bottle up. And
yeah, because the first time I used it, I forgot to shake up the bottle.
Yeah, it's got no emulsifiers in it, so you got to shake the bottle. and you put one droplet on your fingertips and just rub it thoroughly into the armpits. It's great stuff.
Also, for women, if you shave your underarms, I would get the sensitive
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Or if you're not sensitive, then you can get the regular. But I had shaved my arms, and I forgot to use the sensitive one, and it didn't hurt.
No,
I
but
mean,
you know what it
is? It was
know,
just a little, it tingled a little bit.
You know what it
bit.
Is? Sea salt.
It is.
The sea salt from the Dead Sea is in there. And so, actually, you know, after you shave your underarms, you always have some skin removal as a result of that. So you have some anything. You put salt on a wound, basically.
But it has magnesium, calcium, potassium, iron, zinc, Dead sea salts, copper, phosphorus, selenium. I mean, it's all.
So think about this.
Witch hazel, raw organic apple cider vinegar, B12, vitamin E. It's got.
So think about this. We always talk about deodorants and antiperspirants from the standpoint of, oh, you're absorbing all those toxins.
Yes.
What are you absorbing when you put that on?
Good stuff.
Yeah. Only good. And hence, only goodness inside.
100% aluminum free. Baking soda, alcohol, parabens, beeswax, toxin free. So it's
really
all
good stuff.
All good stuff.
But it also works. I'm doing it every other day, and my pits don't smell the next day.
And you're only using it every other day?
Well, just because I've been training in such a way or forgetting. So yeah, I put it on yesterday. I didn't have to put it on today. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And, you usually need it quite a bit.
Oh, thanks.
I thought I said that in a nice way.
Yeah, you did. I do stink. I stink like a man. I am a man. And speaking of stinking, what five things did your body odor tell about you?
Well, the first one is really interesting because when we go outside, you could become a mosquito magnet. And it's so evident. Carl usually gets bit a lot, but this summer I've been getting bit for some reason.
More. And there's been days where I haven't gotten bit, but then there's days where I have. And I think it's my diet too, obviously. So your diet does cause you to put off certain odors.
Based on a recent study of fraternal versus identical twins, scientists believe the genes that make up a person's specific body odor could have a hand in attracting mosquitoes.
Yeah.
So, but do you think that you could eat?
Yes.
I mean, I know like basil, when you put basil in your yard, it repels mosquitoes. I wonder if you eat a lot of basil or garlic.
Garlic, so certain foods you will exude. Garlic is one of them. Alcohol, if you drink a lot of alcohol, it comes out of your skin. I actually think the things that exude from your skin, I remember reading a study that said that CO2, carbon dioxide coming out of the body, is what attracts mosquitoes from afar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they sense carbon dioxide and they come to it. In fact, there's a mosquito repellent device that you put all the way in the back of your yard, and it has a CO2 canister on it, and it seeps CO2 out and attracts the mosquitoes into it, and it sucks them into a bag. So anything that makes you put out a lot of CO2 would probably attract them. But I also think that any foods that actually make you emanate odor from your skin probably attract them. It's easy for them to find you. They're all the way up here, and your smell is going up, and they go, oh, that smells good. I'll go down there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I mean, that's just my own theory on it.
I know lemon balm in your yard also repels mosquitoes,
yeah.
And that's what they make the citronella candles from.
Yeah, yeah.
So, eat some lemons. And
what about the second one? This is interesting, and this makes sense, right? You ever meet somebody who you just don't like their smell?
Mm-hmm.
And then you ever meet somebody who you like their smell?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a love connection in there. Your body odor will actually attract certain people. And if this goes hand in hand with a discussion we had last year, that when you kiss somebody, women can tell from the kiss that the man that they're kissing has things that they need for their offspring.
Studies in both animals and humans find that you're more attracted to romantic partners with body odors different from your own.
Different
from your own.
And that makes sense because from an evolutionary perspective, we want to get the attributes we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense. This one is interesting. It tattles when you're stressed.
Like a tattletale.
Yeah, like people can tell you're stressed out by your smell. And we've always heard this, like dogs can sense when you're afraid. Well,
mm-hmm.
they can because of the smell. That's what they smell fear.
Because that's what my mother always told me. If I'm, you know, somewhere and a dog is there, just walk away. Don't pretend that you're not afraid.
Well, and plus, if they can smell fear. So the best thing to do to throw a dog or an attacking animal off is to fart. Because they'll be like, whoa, that doesn't smell like fear to me. Oh, that doesn't smell good at all.
Can you
run
do
away.
That on demand?
I'll have to start practicing it. I don't know.
On demand.
I can fart at Will, and if Will's not here, I'll fart at you. What's the next one?
The next one is it can win or lose friends.
Probably for the same reason that it attracts a mate, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People smell you, and they're like, I just don't like the way he smells. I don't want to be his friend anymore.
But it's all subconscious.
Yeah, you don't make these decisions, right?
And it will speak volumes about your health.
This is an important one. I thought this was interesting. So they did a study where they took took 100
twins.
People. No, the one before this about winning and losing friends.
Oh.
They did a study where they took 100 people and they let people smell T-shirts, and they were actually able to tell accurately which shirts belong to a dominant person, which shirts belong to a neurotic person. I thought that was pretty cool.
That is, this one, they had trained dogs who could recognize the smell of prostate cancer. And the dogs...
Think about what they had to smell to find out if you had... They smell your butt, right?
No, urine. Yeah. The dogs correctly identified 30 of the 33 prostate cancer patients based on the smell of their urine.
So have you ever
urine.
Okay, so have you ever gone into somebody's house and their dog puts his nose right in your crotch?
Yes, our friend Howard's.
Yeah, there you go. The dog. So don't be mad at him. He's trying to see if you have prostate cancer. That's all. He's doing you a favor. That's another time when I'd like to be able to fart at will. When the dog puts his nose in my crotch and I fart. And then he goes, ooh, wait a minute. Okay. So you want to take a break?
Okay.
All right. We have lots more good stories, I promise you. Stay tuned. I'll stop talking about farts now, too. We'll be right back.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active, I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic, and we putting it on wax, it's the new style.
Elise's favorite group, the Beastie Boys.
I do like the Beastie Boys.
I know. Welcome back.
So,
see, she's got a little ghetto in her. Welcome back.
I have a question. What's your favorite event at the Summer Olympics?
I think the I would have to say my favorite event at the Summer Olympics would have to be the one of the swimming events. I like the when they do the butterfly and they swallow mass amounts of feces.
Or how about the 100-yard dash to the shower because you've been swimming in garbage?
Yeah, there you go. That's it. The one that where they swallow feces while they're swimming. I like that one. I like that one. Big, big gulps of poop.
Oh, my.
I'm not talking about farts anymore.
Now he's moved on to...
to solid waste.
Next year, the 2016 Olympics are in Rio de Janeiro.
Yes.
And evidently... a few of our athletes are already over there training. Our few athletes. I don't know where they're from.
Right.
I don't know if they're from the U.S. or where.
Right.
But they're getting ill because of the quality of the water there.
This is so bizarre. The scientists that have looked at the amount of waste materials in the water said that swallowing as little as 1 to 2 teaspoons of water could give someone a bacterial infection that could actually be, I don't just mean an inconvenience like, oh, they've got the runs for a day or two, like could be harmful to their health. They could contract something that won't go away.
Some tests have revealed viruses up to 1.7 million times the level of what would be considered hazardous on a Southern California beach.
Yeah, yeah.
1.7 million times.
Yeah, and Brazil is unapologetic from what I understand. They're like, look, we're not doing anything. You guys need to swim in the poopy water. That's it.
The medical director of the International Olympic Committee has maintained that everything is proceeding as planned and that all the venues will be safe for competition. a sentiment which is echoed by Brazilian officials.
Yeah, so what are they going to do? They're going to put megatons of chlorine in the water? I mean, what are they
going to
do?
It's unclear how that's going to happen since most of Brazil's sewage is not treated and open-air ditches carrying waste run into streams and rivers connected to the Olympic sites.
So wait a minute. Most of Brazil's water is untreated?
Sewage is Brazil's.
They don't have sewage refinery there. Oh my God, that's just disgusting.
What you have is basically raw sewage, is what this article says.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff that you hear about in third and fourth world countries, where
and this is from People magazine.
Yeah. So it's not from some conspiracy theorist website.
No, it's not like from.
I feel sorry for our athletes. What do you think? If you were an athlete and you had to perform in an event that meant that you were going to come in contact with this water, how would you feel about that? If you trained your whole life and this is your window of opportunity to be in the Olympics, you can't put it off for another 4 years.
I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do if I were in that situation. It's a terrible situation to be in, I can tell you that.
I think Brazil ought to be penalized. Brazil should be penalized for this.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, and let's be honest. Who the hell at the Olympic Committee was asleep at the wheel? This didn't happen overnight. This had to be the conditions when they awarded Brazil the right to have the 2016 Summer Olympics. So who's the jerk over there? Oh, man. Not bad enough that these poor athletes from the United States have to train on their own dime to become Olympic athletes, unlike most other countries. But then they have to be subjected to the risks of like developing a lifelong disease for performing their chosen sport.
1,400 of the so there's 10,000 athletes that come from 205 nations, and 1,400 out of that 10,000 will be engaged in some type of a water sport.
Oh man, I feel bad for them. I really feel bad for them, and shame on Brazil. Shame on Brazil. I mean, come on. I mean, okay, so you don't have sewage treatment plants and you don't mind the poop just welling up in puddles. That may be fine for you, but then don't throw your hat in the ring to have an Olympic event there where they're going to have to swim in that water. Shame on Brazil.
This is a quote from a marine biologist. What you have here is basically raw sewage. It's all the water from the toilets and the showers and whatever people put down their sinks all mixed up, and it's going out into the beach waters. Those kinds of things would be shut down immediately if found here in the U.S.
You know what this sounds like to me? Don't ever choose Brazil as a destination for a vacation. Who the hell would want to go lay on the, you know, isn't Ipanema in Brazil? I mean, remember that song, The Girl from Ipanema?
The Girl from Ipanema. I mean, that song.
Who the hell would want to go to Brazil and lay on the beach if that's what the beaches are? They're just run off for sewage.
Terrible.
Scratch that off the list of a vacation. Do you want to send a message to Brazil? Don't ever go there for vacation and watch how quickly they clean things up.
I did hear that there have already been some athletes, I think they were rowers, that have already gotten sick from the waters.
They're over there
training.
That's so sad.
Okay, let's switch it up a little bit. I want to talk about vitamin B12.
Okay.
So do you supplement with vitamin B12?
Yes. I take Vita Drive from All American EFX Sports, and it has like 1,600 times the vitamin B12 in a serving. And I take actually 1.5 to 2 servings a day.
Oh, that's good. So vitamin B12, evidently there are 15% of people don't get enough B12. Out of that 15%, it's typically vegetarians, people with celiac disease and other digestion problems, or adults over 50. I guess vegetarians because it occurs naturally in animal products.
Yeah, meat. Yeah, and eggs. I mean, and it's such an important vitamin. You get the highest amount from liver, like by eating calf's liver and goose liver and stuff like that. And of course, vegetarians don't eat that either. I think Alex Leaf, Alex has been doing some amazing articles.
Yeah.
And he did one, Vegetarianism More Common in Eating Disorders. So people who have eating disorders tend to be vegetarians. Think about that before you choose to be a vegetarian.
That's interesting. Adults over 50, the stomach produces less acid, and stomach acid is key for B12 absorption.
Mm-hmm.
About 1 in 31 adults over 50 are deficient in vitamin B12.
Wow. That means take your vitamin B12 with a meal that you also take enzymes with if you're getting older.
Vitamin B12 is nicknamed the energy vitamin. I guess a lot of doctors are now giving vitamin B12 shots
to older people.
That's to older people, but you have to ask your doctor if it's a cyanocobalamin or methylcobalamin,
right,
because the cyano is made from cyanide.
It's bonded to cyanide. And less bioavailable as a result as well. So not only are you getting some amount of cyanide, which, you know, according to the FDA, in low amounts,
a little bit is okay.
But because cyanide is also found in vegetables as well, but you're also, it's also less bioavailable. Methylcobalamin is preferential, or hydrocobalamin, I think it is. Hydroxycobalamin is really the way it's stored in the liver. So if you really want to get the right one, it's hydroxycobalamin.
Some of the early signs of deficiency include feeling confused, weak, exhausted, dragging.
Numbness in the hands and feet. Is that on your list? Because that's one of the symptoms.
That is, yes.
Paresthesia, tingling, or numbness in hands and feet. But keep in mind that the symptoms for low B12 are exactly the same as the symptoms for excessively high B12.
This is interesting because we just talked, had that sign, our doctor come on talking about heartburn drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Heartburn drugs obviously suppress the production of your stomach acid, which is needed to absorb vitamin D. So if you take a lot of those, you're going to be deficient in vitamin B12.
You said vitamin D.
I meant vitamin B12.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So this is another reason why, as you get older, the occasional use of a good enzyme, either betaine-HCL complex with other things like ox bile and pancreatin and proteolytic enzymes are a good thing to take with some of your larger meals to make sure that you're absorbing as much of the vitamins as you possibly can.
This is so interesting to me. Symptoms of vitamin B12 deficiency often mimic those of dementia, such as memory loss, disorientation, and difficulty thinking and reasoning. It can be hard to distinguish between your B12 deficiency or dementia, since older folks are at risk for both, and the two conditions often overlap.
Adele Musa wrote a whole blog about this. Was it Adele or was it Alex that wrote it now? I'm forgetting.
Well, Alex was talking about B12 when we were out there with him and his mother.
Maybe it was Alex. I have to look and see. Someone wrote an article about B12. I'm looking right now to see if it's on our website.
But if you have a loved one,
yeah,
who,
vitamin B12 supplementation does not improve neurological and cognitive function. That's Alex Leaf. So Alex Leaf, once again, another great article by Alex Leaf, wrote an article at superhumanradio.com looking at 70-year-old and older individuals who were, in fact, deficient in B12, and supplementing with B12 did not correct their memory issues.
Oh, it says here, if you have unexplained cognitive decline, you should be tested for B12. So that's...
But you know what? I don't think that that's the end of the story. I think that maybe it takes longer for B12 to have its effects. You know, sometimes depletion of these vitamins and minerals take years to show up, and they may take years to correct themselves too.
I've supplemented with vitamin B12 for a long time because of my, I don't eat red meat.
And look how smart you are.
Actually, drinking will increase your odds of having a deficiency in B12 as well.
Drinking alcohol.
Yes.
That's another thing that I pointed out in this a post that I answered this morning. You know, alcohol is a neurotoxin. That's why it gives you a buzz. But we've somehow decided that that's good for us. Just, you know, the little things that humans do and have to find justification.
For the women out in the audience, it can trigger a false positive on a PAP test.
Really?
So if you have B12 levels, low B12 levels can change the way some cervical cells look, potentially triggering a false positive.
Wow.
So
a doctor should check B12 when doing a pap smear to make sure that he's not thinking his patient has a cancer when they don't.
It's linked to pernicious anemia.
Yeah, pernicious anemia. Yeah. Interesting. But you know what? If you're supplementing and you're eating a diet rich in B12-containing foods, it's nothing to worry about.
If you have weight loss surgery.
Oh, then you don't absorb anything anymore. If you have the GNY or whether YNG or bypass, you don't absorb anything anymore.
Last year sometime we talked about the balloon that they're putting in to help patients lose weight.
Yeah.
The FDA just approved that. I saw that on the news the other day.
Yeah, I should just – I'm going to put an ad up, $9.95 for the balloon. I'm going to send people a balloon animal shaped like a dog. Say, here, put this in your – swallow this, and you'll eat less.
Depletion of your vitamin B12 stores can lead to nerve damage. You just said that a few minutes ago.
Yeah, a numbness in the hands and feet, paresthesia, tingling feelings. This could be B12 related, but it can. But sometimes it's not. And I think that if it is – you got to take B12 for quite a while before you see that start to turn around. Can't just take B12 for a couple of days and go, oh, the numbness is going away.
Visible signs include pale skin, a sore tongue, and mouth ulcers.
Good one. Good one. Yep. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost anymore to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. So now we're going to talk about oil pulling. Or what I like to refer to as mouth fracking.
Have you ever done any oil pulling?
Not intentionally, no. No, I'm serious. I mean, I've swished around coconut oil in my mouth before I swallowed it, but I didn't do it with the intention of performing an oil pulling session.
Well, oil pulling, like you just said, involves swishing oil around the mouth and has been used for thousands of years as in old Indian folk remedy. You put a tablespoon of oil in your mouth and then you swish it around for 15 to 20 minutes. And when you swish it, you kind of push it between your teeth.
Right.
And it will dislodge anything that's in there if there's enough force. Because if you think about it, like the water picks that people use,
yeah,
even after you eat, if you can't brush your teeth, some people will just go rinse with water.
Right, and swish it around.
And swish it around. So you're swishing for 15 to 20 minutes. And the main benefit of doing this is that it should reduce the amount of harmful bacteria in the mouth. I guess people use different types of oil, such as coconut oil, sesame oil. But I'm going to,
some idiot used mineral oil.
Why?
I want to talk about that later.
I'm going to try it, but I'm going to try it with coconut oil,
right?
Because we all know that coconut oil has health benefits.
Well, it has powerful antimicrobial benefits.
Well, that too. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So,
and if you, so once again, Snopes comes into the discussion, right?
Yes.
So of course, Snopes says that the information on oil pulling is unfounded, I think. Is that the term they use? I can't get
unproven.
Unproven.
It said it was unproven.
And
because there's no peer-reviewed study.
No, it says that there's only a handful of small peer-reviewed studies done by, because it's Ayurvedic, done in India, which that's not true. There was one done at the University of Oklahoma, and I'm trying to get the full text now. But of the problem with Snopes is they're only as good as the information available, readily available. And a lot of times that information readily available is put forth by industries that have a stake in promoting certain opinions. And I'm not saying that's the case here, but a couple of these studies from India actually are impressive. The antimicrobial effects of certain oils actually did reduce both gingival and plaque
buildup
microbes counts in the mouth, and it makes sense. You really need a study to tell you that by swishing an antimicrobial oil in between the teeth and gums and letting it coat and sit in there for a while isn't going to be beneficial. You need Snopes to tell you that.
Streptococcus mutans is one of the main bacteria in the mouth. And that's one of the key players in plaque buildup and tooth decay. There was a study in 2008 using 20 boys who were oil pulling, and they were using sesame sesame oil. So think about if you use coconut oil, how much better it would be. Right. But it did cause a reduction in the number of the streptococcus mutants in the plaque.
And keep in mind that...
In 2 weeks.
Yeah. And keep in mind that we discount, it was done in India, like India's full of dumb people. India's got some of the most progressive medical procedures in the world. India's doing some fantastic research. We look down at it because it's India, but don't look down at their science. But here's something funny. Recently, an article in the media recommended oil pulling procedures generally have not described potential adverse health effects, but a case report on something called lipoid pneumonia. And what that is from is if you aspirate the oil into your lungs.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Lipoid pneumonia associated with oil pulling or mineral oil aspiration. Who the hell? Do you know what mineral oil is made from? Petroleum that they pull out of the ground. You'd put that in your mouth? Seriously? What idiot puts petroleum, mineral oil in their mouth? I know they take mineral oil to as a laxative, but that's because the body thinks it's poison and evacuates everything it can. I mean, really? You use mineral oil? Oh, man.
So you put a tablespoon of oil in your mouth. You swish it around your mouth for 15 to 20 minutes. You spit it out, and then you brush your teeth. That's basically what you do.
That's easy. It is easy, but it's not. I don't think I could swish oil around in my mouth for 20 minutes without swallowing it.
Well, that's why you would use coconut oil, not mineral oil.
but still, I mean, I would put the coconut oil in my mouth. 20 minutes is a long time to sit there and go for 20 minutes.
That is a long time. Well, can't you do it like if you're watching television or something?
Still, 20 minutes. I could do it for maybe 3 minutes, 5 minutes. I mean, that's a long time, too, to do swish something around in your mouth without swallowing.
Well, it does reduce inflammation if you have, like, gingivitis, which is basically inflammation of your gum tissue. Mm-hmm. It will help to reduce inflammation as well.
Mouth fracking. I want to rename oil pulling to mouth fracking.
So Snopes says it's unproven.
Yeah, thank you, Snopes. I can't wait for the day that Snopes gets snoped and no one pays attention to them anymore because it's coming. I can feel it. I can feel it in my bones.
Okay, so just real quick, I read an article today that says that 1 in 5 Americans have disabilities, which most 1 in 8 adults have mobility limitations such as difficulty walking or climbing up the stairs. This is the most common type of disability.
Sounds like obesity to me.
I know. That's why.
So we had a service tech come out to the house today because we have like a maintenance agreement where every winter and every summer they come out and they check our furnace and our air conditioner. And guy was the nicest guy in the world. He had to be, what do you think, 350?
At least. Maybe more.
And he, every time he came up the steps from the basement where the furnace, where the air conditioning unit is, to the kitchen to walk around to the front of the house to walk out, He was huffing and puffing at the top of the, I mean, I was worried for the guy. In fact, I jokingly, so he went outside to check the evaporative unit outside. And I said to Elisa, he's out there a long time. I'm going to go check on him because I had imagined I was going to go around to the side of the house. I was going to see him laying on the ground.
Yeah, you did say that.
I mean, he's like this far away from filing disability.
I'm sure. The next most common disability is in thinking or memory, followed by problems with independent living.
This is de-evolution we're seeing here. I mean, I said this on a show not too long ago, but when a movie about early onset Alzheimer's disease reaches such a large audience that it wins an Academy Award, something's wrong with the population. When there are that many people who are affected by that disease, that's really scary to me. And nobody's paying attention to this. Nobody's talking about why are we getting sick. Everybody's talking about health care, but nobody's really talking about health care. Nobody's asking the question, why are so many of our people getting sick today? And you know why they're not doing that, Elisa?
Why?
Because the answers to that would make a lot of politicians very unfriendly to big companies like Monsanto. So nobody wants to answer that question. Nobody. And here, let's see. We have another presidential debate coming up, right? It means coming. It's an election year. Let's see how many politicians actually ask the question, if we want to address health care, how do we stop so many people from getting sick first? That should be the question. Carl Lenore for president. We'll be right back.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. Just a reminder for those of you who want to try the single best creatine monohydrate supplement in the world. It is the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate supplement in the world, and it's Crealkaline. You can get a free sample by going to superhumanradio.com, bottom right-hand corner of the website. Easier to find now that there's not a ton of banner ads on the front page, I may say. Dr. Jeff's handsome picture, ask the scientist, click the banner ad, and ask for a free sample of Crealkaline. Please, please, please remember to include your mailing address. All right, Elisa, what are we talking about?
I want to talk about goitrogenic foods.
You try saying
it.
Goitrogenic foods.
Goitrogenic foods.
Goiter.
Goiter.
Genic.
Genic foods. Goitrogenic foods.
There you go.
Some of which are pine nuts, peanuts, flaxseed, strawberries, pears, peaches, spinach.
Broccoli.
Broccoli, sweet potatoes, bamboo shoots, bok choy, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, a lot of things are.
And, you know, goitrogenic foods aren't necessarily a bad thing unless you are severely hypothyroid.
Can it cause?
Nah. I mean, you'd have to eat so much, so much. You know, and the body has other ways of upregulating. When in a healthy individual, it's not all about thyroid hormone. It's also about the selenoenzyme cascade and its interaction with converting T4 to the active T3 in tissue.
Mm-hmm.
It happens in the heart, happens in the brain. So I don't think you could eat enough of any of those to make yourself hypothyroid. But if you are hypothyroid, or if your doctor's having a hard time dialing in your thyroid med, you may want to stay away from some of those foods.
So goitrogens are naturally occurring substances in the foods that we just talked about. And if you've ever heard of a goiter,
it's
the enlargement of the thyroid gland.
And the country that had the greatest degree of goiters in history was India.
And why is that?
A lot of people did not get any iodine in their diet. Of course, there's a lot of vegans there. And the types of foods in their choices did not provide them with enough iodine. And if you've ever seen a goiter, the thyroid, okay, so the body has a lot of different ways to upregulate a hormone. One of them is through hyperplasia of the gland. The gland grows. The body goes, look, I'm not getting enough thyroid hormone, so what are my choices? Well, one of your choices is, let's make the thyroid bigger so it can produce more. But that doesn't work well in the face of having inadequate amounts of iodine, because the bigger thyroid still doesn't have the ability to capture and sequester iodine, which is the thought of the body. So the thyroid just keeps growing. And some of these women, a lot of women in India who would develop these goiters, they were as big as grapefruits hanging from their throat.
Oh, my.
If you Google India and goiter, you will find some of the most severe cases of goiter in the world. I'm talking about the size of some of them, the size of a cantaloupe hanging from their throat. The thyroid underwent such a great degree of hyperplasia and grew, and they still had underactive thyroid function as a result of that. So the thyroid's growth didn't help. So goiter is generally a result of the body wanting more thyroid hormone and commanding the thyroid to grow. A lot of times it can be assuaged or mitigated by taking iodine, and iodine consumption can help offset the effects of goitrogenic foods. Okay?
Okay.
So if you are hypothyroid and you insist on eating things like sweet potatoes, which I love, I would just make sure you're getting enough iodine.
Hypothyroidism is an underactive thyroid,
right,
in case you don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hyper exactly. Is overactive.
Yes.
And they suggest that if you're hyper,
to eat more of these goitrogenic foods.
To eat more of these foods.
Or take melatonin. If you're severely hyperthyroid.
Hyperthyroid.
Yeah, hyperthyroid. Excessive thyroid hormone will destroy your eyes. destroy your heart, destroy your liver, rot your body, make your hair fall out. I mean, excessive thyroid hormone will eat away at your muscles. It will literally just chew up your body. One of the ways to stop the damaging effects of high levels of thyroid hormone is to take high amounts of melatonin at bedtime. I'm talking high, 30, 40, 50 milligrams of melatonin at bedtime. That will protect the body from hyperthyroidism.
The enzymes involved in the formation of goitrogenic materials in plants can be at least partially destroyed by heat. So if you cook them, then it's going to...
break it down.
Yes.
Yeah, not as bad. Interesting, huh?
Very interesting.
What else you got? We only have 2 minutes before the next break.
Okay, you want to go into the next break and then we can come out. I want to talk about the new cholesterol drug that the FDA has just approved.
And interestingly enough, I believe it was either China or Japan just published, a group of authors, I'll find it, just published a study rethinking the whole cholesterol myth served to them by the West.
Meanwhile, we're still getting new medications approved.
Oh,
over
yeah.
Here.
Yeah, well, thanks to the Food and Drug Administration, you know, they're at work protecting Americans.
Wait till you see how. Wait till you see the price of this one.
Yeah, wait till you see the price of being protected. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piezole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince.
since 1935.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. I was trying to find this study in time, but I can't. Since we're talking about statin drugs. I believe it's from Japan, but a group of scientists in Japan are taking a second look at the cholesterol theory, and they're going, look, you know, it's time to stop taking and this information from the West that's not founded in true science. And they're calling the research that was done by Dr. Ansel Keys as flawed and misguided. And I wish I could find this study. I'll find it. Not today, but another show.
Evidently, the FDA approved Praluent, P-R-A-L-U-E-N-T.
Okay.
It's the first PCSK9 inhibitor on the U.S. market, and it's made by Sanofi.
Yes, Sanofi, yeah.
And Regeneron Pharmaceuticals. Its price tag is set at $1,120 per 28-day treatment cycle, or about $14,600 per year.
Think about this, folks. I mean, you could take a $6 bottle of flipping niacin and get better results than this crap drug. A $6 bottle a month. This, you know what? This goes hand in hand with the unaffordable Affordable Care Act. That's the only reason why these pharmaceutical companies are introducing drugs that cost $1,000 a month for the treatment of a condition that over the past few years has come under fire by some of the biggest names in science as saying, you know, we don't think this is the right road to go down because the Affordable Care Act will pay for this.
And this, by the way, is...
You will pay for it. I'm sorry. The Affordable Care Act doesn't pay for it. Those of us who have health insurance, we're paying for people to take this stuff.
This is in addition to statins. This is for people that take statins already.
And they're not working as well and as they should. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because don't forget, Dr. Mark Gordon came on this show like 5 years ago and said, when you take statin drugs, the body increases the production of cholesterol because the body wants cholesterol. So there's a point in time where statins stop working because you can't up the dose anymore than you already give them. Then you have to turn to another drug.
This Praluent is given as an injection under the skin subcutaneously one time every 2 weeks. $1,120 every 2 weeks. That's what the dosage is of this.
It's not a month? No,
it's every 2 weeks.
I mean, think about this, folks. Like, what is the FDA doing here? Don't we have enough statin drugs? Shouldn't we be looking at this statin theory a little closer? Other countries have already dismissed this information as not being valid in the treatment of disease. I'm flabbergasted. And you know what? The American people are the ones that have to pay for this nonsense. Oh, $14,000 a year for a statin drug.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sad. It's very, very sad.
Okay, so do you want to move on?
Yes, please.
This story, I just found it ridiculous, so I just want to mention it real quick. There was a doctor was called, and he declared a woman dead.
Oh, yeah.
The relatives said their goodbyes, and then the woman was sent to the morgue.
And put on ice, as they say.
Where she woke up in a cooling chamber. The AP described it as a refrigerator room. An on-site undertaker heard her cries. She was transported to a hospital where she died 2 days later due to a heart disease, according to her.
If I had a prop, I would play the have you ever watched Monty Python, any of his movies? There was a movie about with Monty Python. I don't remember which one it was. Maybe it was the one about the Holy Grail, where the plague is going on in the UK back in the day, and the wagon is coming down the street, and they're yelling, "Bring out your dead, bring out your dead." And then this guy is laying there, and they go, "Throw him on the wagon." He goes, "But I'm not dead yet." And the guy looks down at him and goes, "Well, you soon will be. Like, why wait till you die? Let's just throw you on there now."
It's awful. The unnamed 53-year-old doctor who proclaimed her dead was charged with negligent bodily harm and could face prison time if convicted.
And all he did was check her pulse, right? I wonder if he put like a stethoscope up to her chest to see if her heart was
It doesn't beating. Say.
Yeah.
The alarmed undertaker heard her screams. That's a line from a news story out of Germany, not a horror film script.
Right. Yeah.
That's out of Germany.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
We got anything else?
Nope.
We have some great shows next week. Really, really good shows.
We
hope
do?
Everybody has a chance to tune in. I got nothing. That's it. I'm done. It was a great week here at the Superhuman Nation. I hope you enjoyed some of the shows that we've done. I hope we've helped you.
Isn't Adele's coming on Monday?
Yes, Monday. Adele Musa will be returning to the Superhuman Radio platform to give us an update on, you know, they had a paleo convention in Germany.
Oh, and they did?
Yeah, I'm really excited and anxious to talk to him about what he learned. And I know he was a presenter there as well.
And there's also a show about intermittent fasting
next
and the
week.
Therapeutic benefits of it next week.
Yeah, we got some great shows next week. I hope you have time to tune in. If you can't tune in live, please catch the podcast whenever you want.
And don't forget about that full moon tonight.
Yes, the blue moon will be out tonight. So find your loved one and sing Blue Moon to her. Blue moon, you caught me standing alone.
Don't quit your day job.
Okay, I won't. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.